Number 47, Statehood Celebration.
Washington, you are there. The year 1889, the date November 18th. Just 1 week ago, President Benjamin Harrison signed a bill admitting Washington as the 42nd state of the Union. Today, Elisha P. Ferry is being inaugurated as governor. Washington Centennial reporter Lori Denny is in the capital city of Olympia to observe the festivities.
Morning rain has given way to sunshine on this day, marking the end of one era and the beginning of another. Here at the white-framed Capitol building, banners are flying, bands are playing, and throngs of visitors have gathered to share in the spirit of jubilation. Ezra Meeker, as one of the area's earliest settlers, you must regard this occasion as a dream come true.
Yes, indeed. We've been a territory for some 36 years. I've seen Washington grow from just a handful of pioneers to well over 150,000 citizens. Statehood has been long overdue for us.
It's the will of the people!
That's Governor Elijah Ferry finishing up his inaugural address. Now let's move over to him. Tell us, Governor, just what does statehood mean for the citizens of Washington?
We haven't been true citizens. Congress has had the right to annul any laws our legislature passed. We've lacked a voice in directing the course of national government. All that changes now.
And statehood will be good for our economy. Federal appropriations for territories have been paltry. With voting representatives in Congress, we should be able to get our fair share.
As that banner up there says, living until now in the past, we now begin to live in the future.
Becoming a state does not guarantee a bright future for Washington, but it does provide a democratic framework for dealing with problems, and it ensures that Washington citizens are equal to those elsewhere in the United States.